Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing the early jazz recordings of a guitarist who went on to achieve commercial success with his crossover music of the 1970s. It's Before Broadway, George Benson in the 1960s, coming up next on Nightlights. Thank you. Guitarist George Benson doing Willow Weep For Me, heard there with Lonnie Smith on organ and Jimmy Lovelace on drums. That comes from Benson's 1966 album, It's Uptown. I'm playing the 1960s music of George Benson on this edition of Nightlights. George Benson, known to many music listeners for his crossover vocal hits of the 1970s, such as This Masquerade and On Broadway. His career isn't a simple story of a jazz guitarist who pursued a more commercial sound. Benson was introduced to the electric guitar by his stepfather, but he was actually singing as well by age 11 when he signed a record contract with RCA after a talent scout spotted him performing on a street corner. But his age precluded any kind of marketing, so he ended up spending his teen years in Pittsburgh working with R&B and rock and roll bands. Benson was 18 when he heard an album that changed his life by a country artist named Hank Garland, who did a jazz LP for Columbia with a young Gary Burton on vibes and Dave Brubeck Quartet drummer Joe Morello, called Jazz Winds from a New Direction. Benson's fascination with this album led to a deeper appreciation for Charlie Christian and other jazz guitarists, and he began to play and listen to jazz much more, including Charlie Parker, who he said made me think differently. One night he sat in with organist brother Jack McDuff, who was so impressed by Benson that he hired him immediately. McDuff had spotlighted other young guitarists of note in his band, including Grant Green, so this was a good break for Benson, but he struggled at first and McDuff nearly fired him. Eventually, he got up to speed and made several records with the organist, including Benson's debut on vinyl as a leader. His sound is thinner than what it would grow to be, but it's with McDuff that he began to find his own way. Here's George Benson with brother Jack McDuff doing Will You Still Be Mine on Nightlights. Thank you. Guitarist George Benson with organist Jack McDuff performing the Matt Dennis Tom Adair standard Will You Still Be Mine, accompanied by Ronnie Boykins on bass and Montego Joe on drums from Benson's debut album as a leader, The New Boss Guitar of George Benson, recorded in 1964. Benson eventually left brother Jack McDuff to start his own group, but he had to take some gigs that weren't exactly jazz-worthy. He got a big break in late 1965 when John Hammond, producer who had helped bring Billie Holiday, Charlie Christian, and Bob Dylan to fame, came to see him at a Harlem cafe. At the time, Benson was playing rock and roll at the insistence of the club owner, who warned him, "If you play one jazz tune, you're out of here." He was also backing up a go-go girl act. On the other hand, James Brown, performing close by at the Apollo Theater, was also sitting in from time to time for some R&B sets, so it wasn't all bad. But when Benson saw Hammond walk in the door, he ordered the dancers off stage and told the band to start playing one of Benson's jazz tunes, clockwise. Before Hammond sat down, he was going crazy, Benson later recalled. And sure enough, when I came off the bandstand, John had a napkin and said, "Sign right here. I guarantee it's as good as a contract with Columbia Records." George Benson and Clockwise on Nightlights.
Thank you.
George Benson doing two tunes that he wrote, Eternally, with Lonnie Smith on organ, Ronnie Cuber on baritone sax, and Jimmy Lovelace on drums, a recording that modern-day guitarist Bobby Broom has commended for what he calls Benson's urban blues consciousness, blistering technique, rhythmic freedom, and melodic and harmonic sophistication. Before that, the same group doing Clockwise, both of those from Benson's 1966 album, It's Uptown. Benson soon made a follow-up album for Columbia with the same lineup, and as with the first LP, he laid down a vocal track as well as some sides with an R&B flavor. But the main emphasis was instrumental jazz and kinetic guitar work, playing that jazz critic Gary Giddens would later characterize as filled with lean, hungry dissonances, offhanded energy, whistling articulation, and arpeggiated flourishes. Benson had fond memories of these albums in this group. In 2001, he wrote, "Honestly, the best thing that could happen to me at this point in my career would be to hook back up with Lonnie Smith and Ronnie Cuber." Here they are in 1966 performing Jimmy Smith's Ready and Able on Nightlights.
Thank you.
guitarist George Benson performing Harold Owsley's Return of the Prodigal Son, as well as a Jimmy Smith tune, Ready and Able, with Lonnie Smith on organ, Ronnie Cuber on baritone sax, and Billy Kay on drums from the 1967 album Cookbook. I'll have more music from George Benson, including a track on which he plays with Jimmy Smith, in just a few moments. For many more Nightlights programs, as well as jazz news, playlists, and commentaries, check out our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Before Broadway, George Benson in the 1960s on Nightlights. I'm playing the early period jazz music of guitarist George Benson on this edition of Nightlights, records he made before becoming a commercial star in the mid-1970s with songs such as Breezin' and On Broadway. But even as early as the late 1960s, when Benson was recording for Verve, critics were lamenting what they heard as an attempt to appeal to a more mainstream market. Chris Albertson, reviewing Benson's 1969 album Goodies, wrote, "Perhaps it is selfish to wish to hear Benson in a setting more suitable to his talent, for surely this album represents a more lucrative approach. But there is no reason he couldn't be given an occasional jazz date with others of his stature. Benson had made such dates, and we'll hear one now, but Albertson had correctly anticipated the course that the guitarist's career would later take. Here he is in 1967, though, doing Charlie Parker's Billy's Bounce on Nightlights. Thank you. Guitarist George Benson performing Charlie Parker's Billy's Balance with Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Cobham on drums, recorded in 1967 from the album Giblet Gravy. 1968 was a significant year for George Benson. He recorded with Miles Davis, but supposedly turned down an offer to join Miles' group, which he later said he regretted doing on the advice of his manager. It was also the year that Wes Montgomery unexpectedly died at the age of 43, and in subsequent years there would be attempts to market Benson as the new Montgomery, featuring him in the kinds of poppy settings that Montgomery had found himself in at the end of his career. Benson also made a live recording in 1968 that returned him to the hard-cooking context of an organ jazz group, an album with Jimmy Smith called The Boss. From that album, here's Benson and Smith's take on a swing-era warhorse that had been a hit for Erskine Hawkins' African-American big band, as well as Glenn Miller's orchestra in the 1940s, Tuxedo Junction on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Organist Jimmy Smith, accompanied by guitarist George Benson on Tuxedo Junction with Donald Bailey on drums from the 1968 album The Boss. George Benson would go on to sign with Creed Taylor's CTI label at the dawn of the 1970s, where he made one album, Beyond the Blue Horizon, that remains critically acclaimed for its jazz performances, and subsequent LPs that showed him moving more and more into musical settings that downplayed his improvisatory abilities. By the mid-1970s, Benson would also be singing again, and his breakthrough hits This Masquerade and On Broadway gave him that ironic reward, a financial security that isn't really secure at all, and that makes an artist reluctant to abandon proven commercial formulas. Still, Benson continued to show off his still-strong jazz chops from time to time, both on record and in performance. And to this day, there are stories of him slipping into clubs and joining late-night jazz jam sessions. I'll close out Nightlights with a track from Beyond the Blue Horizon, which has a Miles Davis connection. It's So What, which Miles wrote for his masterpiece, Kinda Blue, and something that George Benson told jazz DJ and writer Michael Bourne in 1991. He said, "I think jazz is the most valuable root I have. It's the identification that has done me the most good. It hasn't sold the most records, but jazz has established me as an artist. That's the greatest title you can pay me, to call me a jazz artist." George Benson doing So What on Nightlights. Thank you. I close with guitarist George Benson performing So What, accompanied by Clarence Palmer on organ, Ron Carter on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums from the 1971 album Beyond the Blue Horizon. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can hear this and many previous Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.